Also on the program, Davey D chops it up with Mopreem Shakur. That is the son of Motulu Shakur and the brother of Tupac Shakur. All this coming up after these news headlines with Eileen Alfandari.
The U.S. Senate today began debating the confirmation of Attorney General nominee Alberto Gonzalez, who was involved in formulating Bush administration torture policy. Other Latino groups are supporting Gonzalez. Stay tuned for Hard Knock Radio.
You know, black, brown, poor people.
Right. When one considers Dr. Motulu Shakur, it's safe to say that he's a freedom fighter that basically was targeted by the United States government due to his political organizing.
Political organizing.
Now,
as a political activist and as a health activist.
Now let's talk about
supporters of the black movement and putting that money back into the black community. And it also helped free Assad Shakur, who's another freedom fighter that many of your listeners may have heard about. Freed from prison in 1979. If anything, at this time, it needs to be a reconciliation, a truth and reconciliation process in the United States to deal with those events that have happened during that time. Because
mm-hmm.
you have several people who are still incarcerated as a result of COINTELPRO.
Right.
So I don't know exactly how much time we have, but Dr. Shakur was, we believe, targeted because of his activities in the community, his support for political prisoners. He's been incarcerated since 1986. He was captured in Los Angeles, California during that particular time.
Right now what we're going to do is go to an interview done by Davey D. He interviews Mopreem Shakur, who is the son of Dr. Motulu Shakur. It's all connected, y'all. It's all connected. Don't ever sleep on HKR. It's all connected. Motulu Shakur is the stepfather, as we mentioned, of Tupac Shakur, and Mopreem is the brother of Tupac. This is all next.
Know him as the brother to Tupac Shakur, but I know Mopreem before I knew Pac, before Pac was even rapping and known nationally. It's good to see you. So tell me a little bit about your background. So what was it like when you was coming up, and how did you really get your teeth wet in the whole hip-hop scene?
You know, I'm a little older than the rest of the cats. You know, I don't mind it. But because of that, and because I grew up in Queens, I grew up around the kings of the game, you know. When I got to the Bay is a gem of its own. You know, the Bay has its own organic style. You know what I'm saying? The people in the Bay are real tight. It's a tight unit up there.
The whole thug life thing, how did that form? What was that like? You know, what was the essential role that you played in the group in terms of the direction that it took?
The core members of the people who represented Thug Life was Rated R, Mac Doshas, Pac, me, Big Sight. But we had all, you know, extended families from us that all represented it too, you know what I mean? Because we felt it was more of a movement than just a rap group. Pac came up with that, said, you know, we rolled with it. And then between me, Pac, and my father's in jail, Dr. Motulu Shakur, you know, my father put Pac up on the history of the word thugs, you know, because we all people of color, you know, we still separating ourselves. You know, it's economics. You know, black and brown need to stay down. You know what I mean? Thug Life was supposed to be an umbrella for all the gangs in the cross country. Because going by a lot of the things that we would go through, no matter what you do, you know, black or brown, we all considered the enemy anyways. You know, so we found a way to flip it.